You're listening to radio news about radio waves. Headlines from the ether. Headlines.
Wednesday, October 25th, the U.S. Commerce Committee held an oversight hearing for the Federal Communications Commission, where members of the House of Representatives questioned FCC commissioners about recent policy decisions. Here's Representative Frank Pallone asking FCC Chairman Ajit Pai if he'll condemn President Donald Trump's attacks on the First Amendment and the possibility of pulling broadcast licenses, and also asking him a little bit about the Sinclair broadcasting deal that's about to be approved by the FCC.
Gentlemen, yields back Mr. Pallone for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. My questions are to Chairman Pai, and I want to discuss your reaction to the president's attacks on the press. And I have a number of questions, so if you could keep your answers to yes or no, I'd appreciate it. Mr. Chairman, are you aware that the president said, and I quote, "Network news has become so partisan, distorted, and fake that licenses must be challenged and, if appropriate, revoked."
Is that from the tweet?
Yes. The question is, are you aware of that quote?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, are you aware that the president said, and again I quote, "It is frankly disgusting the press is able to write whatever it wants to write and that the New York Times, NBC News, ABC, CBS, and CNN are the enemy of the American people," that he said that. Are you aware?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you think that these types of statements are appropriate for the President of the United States to make?
Congressman, I'm going to speak to my own views in my own words, and my views are that I stand with the First Amendment. I'm not going to characterize the views of anybody else.
But, Mr. Chairman, you did say on another occasion, and I quote, that the American people are being misled about President Obama's plan to regulate the Internet, right? You said that.
Because that was a direct compromise of the agency's independence on a particular pending issue where the agency was already heading in a different direction.
But if you're not shy about speaking out against President Obama, why would you condemn it? Let me ask you this. Would you condemn attacks on the press if they had come from President Obama?
Congressman, I always focus on the facts and the law. That is our job in terms of licensing.
No, I just think it's a double standard here, but... Before coming to the FCC, you worked for then-Senator Jeff Sessions, correct?
Yes, sir.
Are you aware that when asked if he would, and I quote, "jail reporters for doing their job," he said he cannot make a blanket commitment to that effect?
I'm not aware of that. I hadn't heard that.
Well, he said it. When you spoke at the Mercatus Center last week, did you say, and I quote, "under the law, the FCC doesn't have the authority to revoke a license of a broadcast station based on the content of a particular newscast"?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Do you understand why reporters might be concerned when the Attorney General and the Chairman of the FCC leave open the threat of punishment and even jail time?
Congressman, I wasn't familiar with General Sessions' statements, and I'm certainly not familiar with the perceptions of journalists. All I'll simply say is that this FCC stands on the side of the First Amendment, and that includes the ability of journalists to gather news as they see fit.
But the problem is that the people raising this issue, Mr. Chairman, are concerned that your silence or your overly lawyered responses contribute to a culture of intimidation that can chill free speech. And so, you know, that's why I'm trying to clear the air, because I'm concerned about the impact of, you know, either silence or overly lawyered response. At the Mercatus Center, you said that you would not act based on a particular newscast. Would you revoke a license based on multiple newscasts?
No.
Okay. Now, I have here a working paper. I don't know if it's in the record, Madam Chairman, so I might have to ask you if we can enter into the record.
Ordered.
I have a working paper produced by the Mercatus Center. In this working paper, the center suggests the FCC is able to threaten free speech through other mechanisms like license transfers. Do you commit that your commission will not threaten broadcasters' license transfers based on the content of the reporting?
Absolutely.
Okay. Do you commit that your commission will not launch investigations into companies based on the content of the reporting?
Sorry, could you repeat that?
Do you commit that your commission will not launch investigations into companies based on the content of the reporting?
Yes.
Okay. Do you commit that your commission will not take any acts of retribution against companies based on the content of the reporting?
Yes.
Okay. And, well, let me look. I appreciate, you know, working that out, because I think that's important. So, finally, Chairman Pai, when you first took office, you committed to me that you would be responsive to Congress, even if a request came from Democratic members. Now, I've heard complaints from my colleagues that your responses to a number of their letters have also been non-substantive and evasive. You've even avoided multiple times answering my questions about allegations involving your relationships with Sinclair Broadcasting, including refusing to even answer my letters. So let me just say, we're going to look into your continued evasiveness on some of these important issues, including Sinclair. And I just want you to know that I'm not happy, and I'm not going to tolerate the agency not responding to us, because I don't really feel they have with regard to Sinclair and so many other issues. That's just my opinion. Thank you, Madam Chairman.
That was Representative Frank Pallone questioning FCC Chairman Ajit Pai at an October 25th hearing on Capitol Hill. This is Tom Rowe for Waveform Radio and WGXC.